The annual Fingerstyle Masters Weekend is Saturday, April 12th. Joining us now is Gordon Thorne, host of the event. Welcome, Gordon.
Wow, thanks for having me.
So, I'm not that familiar with Fingerstyle. Can you give me a brief, the lowdown on what it is?
Fingerstyle guitar is really just what it says. You're playing your guitar with your fingers. Yeah, you're not using a pick. You're using your right hand as a little claw there that navigates its way around the strings, and the left hand does what all guitar mm-hmm. players do.
So. What's the effect then? How does it sound differently?
You can keep a bass line going.
Sure,
you know, and your thumb can provide a bass line for your fingers to create the chord structure and the mm-hmm. harmony that goes on top of the bass line.
Cool. And you're the man behind this weekend's event.
I am.
When and why did you start all this?
Well, I started it in 2011, and I started mainly because I'd like to be able to bring some of these players from around the country in. It's a small niche, and it's hard to find them. You got to kind of know who you're looking for to get them, the really good guys, and also to provide a place for people to learn. Most of these players, or all the players that I've gotten there. Part of the deal is we've all learned from people in the past, and as you approach the age that we're in now, you want to pay it forward and just show other people what people have showed you in the past, and just to keep the tradition going.
Sure. So speaking of these guys that you've brought in, who are the other masters that are going to be playing this year?
Well, this year, I won't be involved in it aside from being the MC and the director of it. In the past, I have done some of the teaching and stuff, but this year I've got a guy from Chicago named Eric Lugosch, and he's going to be joined by his friend Phil Haywood, who has come up here before. Anyway, Eric is a fantastic player. He won a couple of national fingerstyle championships, is a featured performer at many international guitar seminars. He comes from Chicago, but he primarily has played in Europe and Japan over the last 20 years because those markets provide a little more money and an audience that's really receptive to that type of playing. And now he's decided to kind of put that to rest. He's done traveling so much, and he's teaching mostly now. And so I just serendipitously, I had been playing a gig with Phil Haywood last fall, and we got a call. Phil got his annual call from Eric just to see how he was doing, and I was sitting right there, and I hooked into the whole conversation and said, "Here we go. Let's get Eric to come up here." So it should be a fantastic some workshops that really should be great.
Sure. And speaking of Phil, you brought in a track that we'll get a chance to play here coming up.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about the workshops and who they're appropriate for? What goes on in them?
The workshops are really appropriate for all levels of play. They'll begin at 9:30. Phil's going to do the first part of the day, and then we'll take a little lunch break, and Eric will finish it up, and then they'll do some duet demonstration. But really, it is for all levels of play, because the way workshops work is these guys, and they've been doing them for a long time, and they really know how to work with a group, and they assess kind of the level of the group, whether, you know, there might be some beginners and some advanced players, and there's something that everybody can learn in a workshop, because if you're just beginning, you're going to concentrate on maybe just the technique, and he'll go over thumb techniques and things, and you can kind of focus on that through the rest of the workshop if that's what you're really into. And as the day progresses, things get a little deeper, and the more advanced players get to pick up on things. But that's how workshops are always oriented to as a shotgun approach mm-hmm. to learning. It's not going to just sit up there on the high level. You know, it's really more for beginner or intermediate players. They seem to get the most out of them.
Sure, so. And there's an evening concert following.
The evening concert, at 7:30, they're going to have put on a concert upstairs at Bluefin. We clear out the dining room and turn it into a concert hall. And they're both quite excited about this concert because they've been lifelong friends and have played together in living rooms and parties, but have never been able to perform together. And so they're really looking forward to throwing together quite a few duets. They're both going to play some solo things, and they're going to play some duets, and it really should be an exciting show.
Excellent. Yeah. All proceeds from this benefit WTIP. You're a strong supporter of the station. Why is that?
Well, because it benefits everybody. It's benefited me greatly, and I just like to be able to give back to the station, and I think that events like this are important to promote, to keep the station strong, and to also to just to bring. It's a you scratch my back, I scratch your back type of thing. You know, I'd like to bring these players in. And this is a great way to have everybody. It's a win-win situation.
Excellent. We are speaking with fingerstyle guitarist Gordon Thorne. He's hosting the Fingerstyle Masters Weekend Saturday, April 12th at Bluefin Bay in Tofty. Gordon, is there anything else you would like to add?
I'd really like to see some of the local guitarists get out and come to the workshops. It's really important, I think, that we fill these workshops up. That's really the bottom line. The concert is the gravy. The workshops are the important thing to keep an established thing going, because I'd really like to continue this and grow it. We talk about growing the music scene up here, and this is just one other aspect of how to foster that and make it strong and vibrant. So I just encourage all local guitarists to give me a call, and let's fill this thing up.
Excellent. And that number to call is 218-353-7308.
That's it.
Thank you for joining us today, Gordon.
Thank you.
All right. We'll get that song from Phil Haywood called Hoofin' It.